there's a schedule, a public schedule, anybody in the country can have, in terms of what are the entitlements of any public office, from His Excellency office to the whoever it is, in terms of what your entitlements when you travel. I believe in my case, as Prime Minister, I receive $100 per day US for meals, and I believe $125 for out-of-pocket expense. Now, I go to on state business, and I have to meet with people. If I invite business people to my suite to have a meeting, and I order room service, and that bill comes up to $200, I pay for it. I can't ask the Treasury to refund me that. It comes from my out-of-pocket and meals. When ministers, I'll tell you, when ministers travel, and other public officers travel, and we use our credit cards, and then the Treasury owes us. It takes them a very long time before they refund us, and you don't want 19% and 20% interest. Now, as Prime Minister, Madam Speaker, I cannot go at Kroger's in Miami and go and buy bread and other cheese and take my room. I cannot do that, Madam Speaker. I cannot go to a meeting to the UN, Madam Speaker, with my suit chiffonier wrinkled. I have to maybe spend a good 25 US, 30 US dollars to press that suit at my expense. So, Madam Speaker, I can say publicly, without any shred of contradiction, that whenever we travel on business, Madam Speaker, we, in most cases, you're out of pocket. You're out of pocket. And if you cannot find that hotel bill, you can't present your account officer with the hotel bill that you have in fact paid to sleep under, because they won't expect you to sleep under the bridge in New York. You will have to pay, you have to that bill without getting a refund.